You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This segment is brought to you by Omnia, your agriculture partner for more than 70 years. It's Tuesday, the 28th of July. Thank you very much for staying with us as we shift focus to our agri feature this evening. So the sugar industry is said to be at a crisis point due to cheap imports. That's according to the South African Cane Growers Association. In a statement, they note the imports flooding South Africa's market originate predominantly from countries like Brazil, India and Thailand, where growers benefit from generous state subsidies and integrated ethanol regimes that effectively allow surplus sugar to be offloaded onto global markets at prices far below what it costs South African growers to produce. Dr. Thomas Funke, CEO of the South African Cane Growers Association, he joins us now for more. Thank you very much, Doc, for your time this evening. So new data shows that sugar imports in the first 5 months of this year are nearly double what they were in the same period last year. Given that some 18 months ago you submitted an application as an industry to ITAC on this, how far have you come?
Yeah, good evening. Unfortunately, we don't know yet what the outcome of that application is and the investigation. We have heard quite recently that it has been finalized and will hopefully be making its way through the government channels for signature. But, you know, that is still speculation at this point in time. What we are seeing, as you quite rightly mentioned, is tons and tons of sugar being flooded into our market when in fact we are a surplus producer and we are being forced to export our sugar onto the global market.
Can we just expand on that? Because under South Africa's sugar industry agreement, sugar that is left unsold in the country must be exported. So South African sugar sales in the already distorted global sugar market, are they leading to further losses?
Absolutely. That is exactly right. So what happens is if there's a surplus of sugar in the South African market, we then, as an industry, don't refine the raw sugar and send it to the Durban and Maputo terminals to be exported onto the world market at very low prices. So just to give you an idea, the world price is currently sitting at 14 cents a pound. And if you convert that into rand, that's less than half of what a producer in South Africa would be receiving for sugar sold on the local market. So globally, there's a surplus of sugar, and it's basically trading at below the cost of production. I think it's only Brazil at this stage that probably can sell sugar at break-even prices onto the world market. Everyone else is battling.
Yeah, so a surplus of anything then impacts or directly impacts the price. What does that tell us more so about the local consumer? Do we see any of the benefit? Because usually the argument is that, well, it's a cheaper import.
Yeah, that would be nice. But what we're seeing is that the local price, so the price of the sugar being sold in South Africa from South African sugarcane, is actually maintaining that local price. So what importers are doing is they're buying sugar in at very low prices, and then they're selling it at a markup into the South African market, and thereby not benefiting the consumer. But I must add that a benefit like that, even if the price is a bit lower than the South African produced sugar, is just exporting jobs. So what happens is all that money is going to the likes of Brazil, Thailand and India, and funding their sugar industries rather than being circulated in the South African economy and supporting local jobs in rural areas where there are no other jobs available.
That just doesn't seem to make sense. You've been, as an association, fighting this good fight for a while now. What seems to be the delay, for lack of a better word?
Yeah, I think originally, when we submitted in October 2024, the process was stalled and took quite a while to get off the ground. And, you know, we're not pointing fingers at anyone, but I guess that's in government, you know, things take time and investigations are done, etc. And then BEFSA, the Beverage Association, we were told, submitted a counter application to ITAC. Just when ITAC was about, I think, in a process to evaluate the original application which the sugar industry brought forward, And that also caused lengthy delays because now they were sitting with two applications and they had to decide what to do. And in January this year, both applications were then dismissed or not regarded. And ITAC, we're very grateful for that, launched its own investigation into the sugar duty or the dollar-based reference price in order to determine a number. And I guess that's what we're still waiting for. But in that time, we as an industry weren't able to take any price increases. So the sugar price has actually been stagnant for almost 2 years.
In the interim, what can we do? I mean, we as consumers, right? In terms of consumer awareness, will it go some way if I perhaps purchase South African brand as opposed to a different one? Where consumer education is concerned, do we even know the difference, right? Because sometimes you don't even flip back to see where it's from. You're just like, oh, 15 Rand versus 23 Rand. Okay, I'll go with 15 Rand. So, I mean, this has repercussions more so when you talk about the sugar industry possibly going on its knees. It's something we can ill afford as a country, especially given our unemployment rates. Is there something I can do? Is there something Ezekiel can do? Is there something Kanya can do in the choices that we make?
Absolutely. And we encourage everyone to do exactly what you have said. Turn that packet over and make sure that it says produced in South Africa. So again, here one has to be very careful. Importers are also getting clever with the wording. They say packed in South Africa, even though the origin of that sugar may be Brazil, and they try and mislead the consumer. So important to make sure it says produced in South Africa. But we always say the safest is still to go to one of the South African brands. One of the retailers is also very strong in buying South African sugar, and you can also see that on the back of the packet. So we really encourage that the consumer, when they make that choice of buying South African sugar, make sure it's produced in South Africa, not just packed in South Africa.
Thank you very much, Doc, for your contribution this evening. Dr. Thomas Funke is CEO of the South African Cane Growers Association. This segment was brought to you by Omnia. Your harvest, our greatest achievement.
In farming, success rarely happens by chance. But when I look ahead and surround myself with the right expertise, I feel confident in my ability to succeed.
At Omnia, we're not just a fertilizer supplier. With a holistic approach built on science, data-driven insights, and experience, we support you throughout the entire season. Your harvest is our greatest achievement.
When I partner with Omnia, I can grow with confidence.
Contact Omnia today and start growing your future.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.